Good morning, it's Robin. Can I help you?
Hey, Robin, this is Charlie with Local Splash. I was supposed to talk to you a couple days ago. How are you doing?
I can hear you. Okay, go ahead. Now, who is this, please?
This is Charlie with Local Splash. I talked to you a couple days ago. We were supposed to have a meeting when you were done with your client, but I think you just got tied up longer.
Gee, that never happens.
with your clients?
We always, we'll plan like 30 minutes or an hour, and we always go over. And
I know.
But it's okay. It's all right because it's important business for them. Although they have a lot of questions, we want to make sure that they're comfortable with what we're going to be doing for them, with just putting in solar systems, saving them money, making them money. And so everything is for the customer. And that sometimes just happens. So anyway, where are we on your site? Can you tell me that?
Yeah, so I wanted, you said that you wanted to talk more about it. So I just wanted to kind of follow up with you and see what other questions you have about the program, about getting you first page placement on Google.
Okay, hang on one second. Let me grab something to make some notes with.
Because I know last time you had some problems like opening the links and doing everything like that.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that too. So we'll get it all straightened out.
Nice.
Hang on. Okay, so first of all, let's see, do I have a number here for me? Where did that stuff come from? Okay. Hang on. Okay, so first of all, give me your phone number, please.
Yes. It's 877-635-6225.
6225.
Yes. And my extension is 203.
203. And your name?
Charlie.
Your company name.
With Local Splash. You can put Charlie Mollenkamp because there's a Charles and a Charlie. So you can put Charlie Mollenkamp there. I'll spell that when you're ready.
So, go ahead. M-O?
M-U-H.
O-N. N.
And M is a Mary.
That's what I thought you said. But
M-U-H.
U-L, okay.
Yes, L-E-N as in Nancy, K-A as in Apple, N as in Mary, P as in Paul.
Okay. So okay. Charlie Moreland.
you have it? Go ahead. This is how I tell people to basically say it without telling it. It's like mole, like on your arm, in, and then camp. Mole in camp. Yeah, I know it's spelled weird.
Mole in camp.
Yeah, there you go. You said it perfectly.
So Mullen Camp is not camp.
Camp. Yes.
Camp.
Camp. Camp as in campfire.
Camp. Okay. K-A-M-P.
Yep.
Okay. And your position is your sales president. What is it?
Yeah, I'm the sorry about that. Yeah, I'm the specialist that handles pricing in this, in your area.
Okay, specialist for pricing.
Yeah.
Specialist for pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you're going to be pricing what it would cost me to hire you guys or what?
Yeah, so we'll be working with you to put you on the first page of Google within 30 to 45 days. We will also be running your Facebook advertisements as well, so that way you get leads from both sources, a Google and a Facebook. That would take anywhere from 7 to 14 days to get your Facebook ads up and running. If you guys don't have a website, which I see that...
I do.
You do. Yes, I see that you do. So you do have a website. So that's great. So we'll integrate that with Google and Facebook as well. And then we also give you a tracking system, so you're able to see what keywords you're on for Google, how many clicks you're getting to your links, how many calls you're receiving from new clients, and if you ever want to interchange the keywords or you want to run a promotion on Facebook or change the content of any sort, you're absolutely more than capable of doing that, and we will help you do that as well. We also list you, I'll let you write that down, yeah.
Interesting. Okay, and, all right, so basically what you're doing is you're getting me to the place to where people are looking in my area
for solar.
For solar,
yes.
Then you want to get me there so that they're going to be calling me. They're going to be saying, "Hey, this guy's first on the list, so he must be pretty good. So let's check him out."
Right.
As opposed to they don't even see me.
Exactly. Exactly. 90% of people stay on that first page of Google. They don't go to the second or third page, typically. So we're going to be putting you right there where 90% of eyeballs are.
Okay, and how much is this going to cost me? And fill me in with more information.
Yes, so we do a 2-month verbal agreement. We also, so it's a 2-month verbal agreement. Your price will be set at a flat rate of $299 a month, month after month. We do have a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover programming. So your initial payment would be $398 today and then $299 after that. There's no hidden fees in that. We don't charge you more if you get more customers. We don't take a percentage of anything. It's just a flat rate month to month. If you at any point want to cancel, you can call me and then I can take care of that.
Okay, so, pardon me. So this is for $398 a month, all the things that you were just talking about, right?
No, sir. It's $398 for initial payment because you got that $99 setup fee. After that initial payment, the next month would be $299 a month. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just writing it all down. Hang on.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, so I'm back. $398 per month. And that include and plus setup fees, right?
Yeah, plus the setup fee, which would be a one-time fee.
One-time fee.
Mm-hmm. Of $99.
The $99?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. How did the solar systems work over there in terms of sales? I know over here, California has like they have like a packet. They have like a benefit program where the owners don't have to pay up front. They're just paying that monthly fee. Is that the same thing over there?
It changes. It just depends on how much money the customer has. And
okay.
What I do is I dig my team in there and we give them all the information on paper so that they can see how much it's going to cost them to do this. And
yeah.
In the case of Hawaii,
mm-hmm.
We have customers, they actually make money by doing this. And
really?
What I do is I'm kind of like on the other end of what we're talking about here right now, what
mm-hmm.
you do. What
mm-hmm.
I do is I go in and say, okay, this is how much you're going to make. You don't
mm-hmm.
have to give me any money. You can give me money as soon as we start to install the system. And once we start installing your system, then I show them how they get the money back from the state, and they get the money in cash, and it's usually within a couple of weeks. And
oh,
then,
so they get like a reimbursement.
Yeah, so like,
okay.
Exactly. So like, let's say the system is going to cost them, like let's say they have an electric bill of $1,000 per month,
mm-hmm.
which is really high.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to get rid of that bill for them because we're going to be making the electricity for them. And now they own the equipment and we can lease it to them. But if they own it, they make so much money back. They get that money back. The system is paid for. And then they continue to have a bill. They don't have a bill anymore. And so they just every single time. They look at me and they go, how do you do this? I said, we take advantage of what's available from the state and the federal government. But in the case of the state, where Hawaii is huge and it pays for it, and now they're getting they're making free electricity, and we pay them money. We write them a check, and then we get the check from the state. We just say, who do you want the check made out to? We fill out all the forms, which, of course, are really confusing to them, but
mm-hmm.
not to us.
Right.
Because we've been doing this for 10 years. And
right.
when they get their first bill, when they get their first check from the state, which usually is a check for, like, about $20,000 or something like that, then they call me and they go, I can't believe I just got this check from the state. Is this for real? I said, yeah, go cash it right now. You can cash it. You can put it in your checking account. You can do whatever you want to with it. And you can make payments to us for your project, which they usually either had the cash in their account or they got it from the bank. But they don't have to because we're giving them the money that's coming from the state. So they just go, this is the best thing that ever happened to us. And we can't believe it. So that's why we stay on top of this. And the other thing is, we're the only company that offers free service of any kind for any problem for 20 years. Nobody else does.
Wow.
And we do that because we know our systems are going to last for 30 years.
Right.
And they're made out of equipment that's not going anywhere, and we're not going anywhere either because we love Hawaii.
Oh, so cool. Is that's all tax free too, or how does that work? Because it's a reimbursement,
you mean,
right?
Tax free, is that what you said?
Yeah, like are they getting a tax break from the cash that they're getting back or no?
I'm thinking about that right now. Yeah, because what happens is we fill out the forms for them to and we submit them for them. We just go in and we have them sign it, and then we give them copies, and we keep copies of everything too for them. We go in, so now when it's time to go over your taxes, their tax attorneys or their accountants, they look at it and they said, this is a cost, so we can write this off. So not only do they write it off, but they also get it for free from the state. Because they want all these people to take advantage of these situations, and we're the company that goes in, and we said, this is what you can do, and this is what you're going to get. And we fill it all out. We do all the work for them. They don't have to think about anything. All they have to do is just take their check and cash and do whatever they want to with it.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
And so now they're just
amazing.
So now they're just paying their monthly bill, right? Until it's basically paid off. Is that how that works? Or
yes. If their monthly bill was like, let's just talk about a business for one thing, or it could be just a homeowner. $10,000 a month, then now it's going to be zero. And because we're making all the electricity with the system that they own. And in some cases, they'll make payments on it, but in most cases, it's paid off by the state. They get the money from the state. They use that money for whatever they want to, buy a new car, you know, do something to their house, do something for their building, for their business, restaurants, whatever. We do a lot of restaurants because they have high electric bills. Mm-hmm. And in general, in Hawaii, everybody has high bills because it costs so much money to make the electricity here. Because they have to ship everything over.
Wow. So they're going to really get a deal.
That's how it works. Yeah. That's just a super deal for them. So now if there's a way that we can find something that we can afford, so that we can cut our costs and stuff like that, and have them, more people find us, because we're so busy installing the system. I'm the one who's in charge of finding ways to get the cost down even lower.
Yeah. And how many jobs do you say that you guys close on a monthly basis? Do you guys have door knockers, or how do you get your leads?
We get our leads from other people, and we get our leads from customers that we've worked with before, and then we go to them. Just like selling something, like selling door to door, whatever. We go to them and say, this is what you'll get. This is how much you're going to get and when. And all you have to do is sign here. And then we take care of everything else from there. And then, and tell us the address and the name that you want the check to be made out to. And then they call me. It's so funny when they call me and say, Robin, I just got a check in the mail from the state for $110,000.
Oh my
gosh. Yours. You do whatever you want to with it.
I bet you those are some cool phone calls, huh?
Yeah. And then of course, then I get referrals from other customers. Two other customers buy them too. And some people sit around, they don't quite get it, and that's okay. And in the meantime, then we go back to them and we tell them, this is what's working, this is what's next on the list. You should be, I've had people, and they have, you know, plenty of money because they have like second homes over here and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get those, even though they don't live here full time, they still get the checks from the state.
Gotcha.
And they go, God, I just got a check for $25,000. And I said, I know, that's the money that you're getting from the state. It's tax-free. You don't have to pay any taxes on it. And you can take it and use it for whatever you want. He says, I can't believe it. I said, well, we're going to add to your system. And when we add to your system, you're going to pay me for doing that. But then you're going to get another tax from the state of Hawaii again, even if you're living in Canada.
Wow.
We get a lot of Canadian customers over here. And so they just go, it was just unbelievable. I said, well, that's the way it works. And
yeah.
That's what we'll have your next check coming to you. So any of you, and they'll go and they'll tell their neighbors too, because they'll have more neighbors that live here. They don't get to write off any other taxes, but for the solar system, yes.
That's pretty cool.
So, yeah.
That is pretty cool. And go ahead.
You know, I was just going to say, yeah, it's awesome. And I'm just getting ready to say, let's see, is it 398?
I have a question for you, Robin, before we go any further. Your Facebook page, you have one, correct? It's called Hawaii Solar and Wind, LLC.
I guess, I don't know. I'm not into the Facebook stuff. I don't really follow that, a lot of that stuff. I'm just so busy doing all the other stuff that we were just talking about.
Right. I was just wondering if that's your guys' page, because I see that there's a website on there, and it's HawaiiSolarAndWind.com. Is that your guys' website?
That's me.
Okay. When I click that, it shows that the website's down.
It could be. And if it is, then it's something that needs to be fixed.
Okay. Okay. So
you
I have a question.
Do that too?
I have a question for you. Yes, we do that. We usually charge extra for that, but you know what? Because I've been in solar before and I know what you're going through, and you have the last name of my middle name. We're going to throw that in for free today. So it'd be just in the package of the $299 with a $99 setup fee. If you have the domain, you purchased it, we can use that one. If you don't have the domain, somebody else owns it. We can always get you a new one, and we can take care of it for you. You don't have to pay a monthly fee extra. That'll be included in this $299 a month as well, okay?
Okay, I think I'm following it. I'm trying to see where I see on the client, $299. I thought I wrote that down, but I didn't. So $299 per month is... Okay, so my website's down. Yeah, good now. It's a good thing I had a lot of customers.
Yeah, how are they supposed to find you on the web? That's why I just wanted to let you know. When you have a website, it's almost like putting an open sign on a brick and mortar business. But then when you're on the first page of Google, when you're doing advertising on Facebook that we will handle for you, now that's getting eyeballs, and that's going to start bringing traffic and calls to your phone to get more solar panels on people's houses. Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm just making a note here for a charge.
Yeah, no problem. Okay, so you need a website. So I'm going to put in my notes that you need one. And then I'm going to put, yes, you need one. Okay. There's no payment integrations with your website, right? They have to call you and you'll do the payment once you take them through the process, right?
Yeah, what we do is we get copies of their bills,
mm-hmm.
and we send somebody out to their location. Does it make any difference if it's a restaurant or a school or something else, just a house? We send somebody out there, we check and see how much it's going to cost to install the system. We come back to them and say, this is what it's going to cost you. This is the amount that you will be getting from the state of Hawaii in a check, and you tell us who you want the check made out to. That's all you have to do. And then we submit for that. We take care of all that paperwork for you. And then the next thing that happens is they call me and they're in their car or someplace and go, I just got a check for $35,000 made out to me. I said, yeah, that's the one for your solar system. That's from what we just did. Now you take that check and you use part of that check to, pay us for what the work we're doing. And then the rest of it, you can use it for anything you want. Doesn't make any difference. And some of the things that you might be using it for, we don't want to know about.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean we don't want to know that you have a mistress on the side and you're supporting her.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
but,
for
yeah.
You, but,
is anyone liable for that? And now we know the secret. That's awesome. That's
because then you're going to be having divorce fees.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. For your domain name, do you own that by any chance? Do you know? I just want to let them know if we're going to be using that domain name or if we're going to have to get you a new one.
You mean Hawaii Solar and Wind?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we own it.
Okay.
And the wind is we do wind turbines too, but mostly we do the solar systems.
Yeah, awesome. Okay, and then what's the specific area that you want to target? Do you know zip codes that you want to target?
I'm thinking mostly Hawaii, because that's where we are.
Okay, is that just the city or
Maui? Like okay. Maui?
Just Maui.
Yeah, mostly Maui, but if we get somebody from Oahu, then that's great too. But Oahu has so many companies over there, and we've done a lot of work over there and on the Big Island too. But we prefer to just be on Maui because everything is here, our offices, all of our equipment, stuff like that. Otherwise, we have to pack it all up, take it all over to another island, which is no problem. We do this all the time. But but we like to be on Maui.
Okay. And then
but it doesn't make any difference. Like I said, if it's work is work.
Right, right. Yeah. You'd rather be busy than not busy, right?
Yeah. So if we have a customer over there, we'll actually go over there and hire. We'll put an ad in online, and then we'll have people that are over in those islands that work for somebody else, they don't have any work going on, and they'll call us, and we'll use them, and then we'll say, you can go ahead and go back to your other company if you want to when we finish this project, and then we'll connect with you for the next one.
Oh, nice. Okay. Cool. And then I had one more question here that I was going to ask you, and I forgot. Oh, that's what I was going to ask. Your preferred method of contact is phone, text, or email? Okay. Cool.
Yeah, you can leave me messages. I check all my messages every day.
Awesome. And then what's your email address?
Is Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at Hawaii, Solar, S-O-L-A-R, and A-N-D, wind.com.
Okay, I have that. I have your phone number at 808-276-3281, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Does email say? I spelled that wrong. No. HAWAIISOLAR and win.com, Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at. It says it's invalid. Is there any, do you have a dot in after the Robin or anything like that?
Good question.
I just want to make sure you'll get the right documents when we send them over to you. While you're looking for that, Robin, can you hear me?
Yeah, I am. I'm just getting one of my business cards to make sure I've got the right address. So, yeah, it should say Robin, R-O-B-I-N, at Hawaii, Solar, and spelled out, wind.com. And, yeah, and the number we're talking on right now
3281.
Interesting.
And problem is, there's only one small problem, and it's really a very small problem. I'm moving from my business, my office, so it's not the same address. It's got a different address, but I'm setting up the mail so that it goes through the post office, and then I just go down there to a box that they gave me and pick up. But almost pretty much 90% of everybody contacted me by email.
Okay. Robin, Hawaii. Just going to write it down here. Solar. And wind.com. Okay. And then, yeah, that's no problem. We can always change it when you're fully moved in. It just, you know, you just let us know and we can change that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
let me see here. I have your business name as Hawaii Solar and Wind. Business address is 39. Don't get mad at me. I don't know how to say this. Okay. Huana Street?
Yeah, close. It's actually, I just moved. That's my old address. And so I'm getting that set up, that address set up.
Okay.
So that people can contact me, the new address. So I'm not sure how long it's going to take. It's probably going to take, let me see, I'm setting it up so people can send mail to me, literally paper mail to me.
So
everybody contacts me by email.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just setting up the business information. That way we have it correct here on file, and then it's going to show correctly on Google as well. So do you want the new address on there or the old address?
I think I'm going to want the new address on there.
Okay. What's the new address? I'm ready when you are.
Actually, I'm working on that today, so I can't give it to you right now.
Okay. So then the old address I have, like I said, we can always change that down the road when you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
We can always change that. That's no problem for us. But what I have right now is the 39 Huana Street. Is that how you say it?
Ho'una. It's close enough. Don't worry. Ho'una. It's Hawaiian.
Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. Ho'una Street.
Ho'una.
Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Tongue twister, huh? And then Wailuku? Is that how you say it?
Wailuku.
Wailuku. Okay. That's your city. And then you're in Hawaii. The zip code is 96793. Is that correct?
Correct. And I should actually start getting mail forwarded to me after I change that address in the next 2 days, which is what I was doing it yesterday, and the post office said, no, we need this. And I said, no problem. I'll get it for you and come back then in a couple of days.
Yeah. No worries, because like I said, once you move and then it goes there, you can just give us a call and say, hey, or when we have the onboarding interview with you, which will be on Monday of next week, we'll let them know, like, hey, we need to change these addresses so that way we can put you over into your new location. All right.
Okay. So now my question is going to be, I have two other companies that are offering very similar packages. So my question is going to be, if you were me, and why would you choose me over other companies?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, we get that question a lot. One, we're Google Partner Premier with Google. That's one area. We have over 800 reviews on Google as well, and we have customer support all the time. We don't just slap you up on the first page of Google and say, have fun. Our customer support is really A1, right? That's what you guys do with your customers as well, as you have that customer support. We match that also. That's what our deal is. I don't know what their pricing is or who you're going with, but industry standards is around 3 to 6 months for you to see results and on the first page of Google. And we do that within 30 to 45 days. Your Facebook will be up in 7 to 14 days. And then your tracking plus your 60 directory listings that we're going to send you out, that will be submitted within 5 to 7 days. And then we're going to do an onboarding in 1 to 3 days. So we're going to do it on Monday because we're closed Saturday and Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm. Good for you. Somebody has to take a break.
And yeah. Our support team is open. Any other questions that you have?
Yeah. So let me just look at my notes here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and one thing too is we talked last time, I forgot who transferred me over to you, but I know in the notes it says to give you a 50% discount. So that's what I've given you here today is a 50% discount. Usually we charge $5.99 for something like this a month, and we're sending it to you for $2.99.
A month.
A month, yes.
Okay. And okay, so this is to get me on Google, and if I want to add things, different information at any time, then there's no charge to upgrade that stuff. Changes?
If you would like what any changes on your website or anything, there's no upgrades now.
Yeah, or information or pricing or anything like that. Like, let's say after a month, I go, okay, I think we get more responses if we had this price, because I found out from somebody else that they're on Google and they're offering this much to put a solar system in, which is maybe like more than what we are. It's costing them more than what we are, what we could go down lower if we had to. So bottom line is, okay, maybe I need to lower my price. Okay, how much does it cost to go in and change that a little bit?
There's no hidden fees. There's the flat rate of $2.99 a month, and that's it. We don't okay. charge you to go. Yeah, like I said, we don't charge you any hidden fees to change that stuff. We don't charge you percentage when you start getting more clients. We don't charge you per lead. We don't take a commission from you or anything. Your rate is locked and grandfathered in at the $2.99. If inflation were to go up, you're still at the $2.99. If we decide to raise our prices, guess what? You stay at the $2.99 as long as you stay with us. Okay? That makes sense?
Okay. And your name is Charlie, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and the $3.98 per month is the plus setup fees of $99 for the first time, correct?
Yeah, so that would just be for the first month would be the $3.98. And then it would be $2.99 after that.
So that's then. Okay, then. $2.99, right?
What was that?
And then setup the first month, $3.98 setup, including setup fee, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, plus $99 setup fee. So this is for.
No. The first month is $3.98 with the setup fee. That's the setup fee, the $98. Yeah, $2.98. After that, it'll be $2.99 a month.
Including.
And you'll get all this once we have the transactions. Once you make payment, we're actually going to send everything over to you in black and white. So you'll have everything that we're going to do, terms and conditions that you need to sign as well. We make it legit so that way you have everything on paper, right? We're not just going to say, hey, this is what we did and that's it. No, we put it on paper, we send you an invoice, and you have everything that we say we're going to do.
Okay.
On top of two, we're going to make you that website, right?
Mm-hmm. My website is fixed for no. Yeah, I have down here that you would fix for no charge.
Yeah. So if that sounds good, it's a month-to-month service. I'm sure you'd like to take advantage of it and give it a shot. That way we can prove it to you, right?
Okay, Charlie, I've got
two other companies that have been approaching me. I'm focused just on what you're doing here. I do need to take a look at theirs compared to yours, but I'm thinking at this point that yours seems to look like the best deal. So I'm right now I'm leaning towards going with you.
Okay. Well, what? And I hope I don't come off, I don't want this to come off wrong, but yeah, or push you or anything like that. But what would what would push you over the edge today to get started with us, so that way we can start on this and start getting you more business? Is it price or is it product?
It's what?
Is it the price or is it the product?
Well, mostly it's working with somebody new, because everybody that comes to me that's in your business pretty much says the same thing. And so prices and stuff like that. And of course, I'm always interested in getting more customers. Even though we have plenty now, I want to get more, because the more customers that we have, the more people we help. And we do things for our customers that we don't charge them for. We just don't charge them, because we make enough money to do that. And we want them to also turn around and say something to somebody else to get us more customers.
Right.
And that way, the more that we can get, the more people we can help, and the more money that we have to pay all of our bills and continue to do something good, not just for the earth, and cut back on all the problems with the what's going on with, we do desalination plants too. And our desalination plants they're expensive, but everybody's desalination plants are expensive. And that's what's keeping the water from flooding out California, for example, along the coastline. And then what happens to all that water? We take all that water and we give it back to the state, and they start using that water to grow crops and have water for people, so that they don't have to shut off their water and have their lawns die and all this stuff. So that's what we like to do, and that's how we do it. So we want to take this and go into other areas of desalination.
Okay. Is that with the state or the government, or is that just with the local people there?
State government.
Gotcha. Okay. So do you have to get that approved for you to do that?
We actually missed a milestone where California was pushing through and getting the money for that. And then we lost all of our information that we had sent to California. We missed it because we were working on another larger project, and we just missed it by a few days, but we want to get into that area. So it's actually pretty much something that's separate. So I don't know how I'll get back in there. I want to get back in there. We also have other things that we're trying to do in different countries that we will help them get through, like for Ukraine, get through the war and come out with we install systems that are even in the middle of the winter, they produce heat and electricity. And
that's good.
That's what we're looking for to push. I mean, that's a big project.
Right.
It's a big project. It's a lot to do. We can do it. We're still trying to communicate with the people who are in charge of all that, to see if they'll do it, and if we can get in there and do it without getting bombed out with some nuke.
because we got that crazy president over there from Russia, whatever his name is.
Yeah.
We don't like
him. Yeah. he's pretty bad. Yeah. So,
but,
I mean, that,
but
that sounds great.
For the most part, we're, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead.
No. I was just saying, no, that sounds great. What you guys are trying to do. Are you guys trying in other countries? Are you guys trying to bring, expand your business into other countries to bring, solar panels over there? Is that?
We already actually have most of that set up for transportation of the equipment, where we would buy it from, and where it would go. So we want to set it up, and then we also want to, or I want to, be able to hire people there that don't have work to work for us, mm-hmm. and then turn around and give them money for what they're doing, and then put a system in for them,
mm-hmm.
That they're paid to work on, so they can go and help us put in more systems. Right. And then that will make, as we're going into summer now, then that's great. But winter in the Ukraine, it's a bugger. It's like being in the North Pole.
Wow.
And so people didn't have any heat this last summer or last winter. So we can do that, plus we can get them power going, plus we can get them work and get them back into a normal life again. So we can do all of that, working with the different companies here in the U.S. to see how much they can step up to the plate with and help us with the equipment that we need for those projects and give us special prices, et cetera, et cetera.
That's amazing.
But right now I want to get this, make a decision, like I said. Excuse me. I've been talking to about 3 or 4 different companies, and I need to go ahead and make a decision here within the next week.
Yeah, I agree. And one thing that I'm going to be straight up and honest with you is there's a call center under me. What's going to happen? And I've been holding this for Friday because we had that talk. I think it was on Wednesday or Tuesday. We had that, and I told my manager, like, well, what happened? I said, he told me to call him back. And then he was at a client's house. I was like, usually, because he never did solar. I was like, usually when that happens, you know, when you're talking solar, you're talking for a long time. You want to get the sale. You want to make sure that the client is okay and knowing what they're getting. I was like, I'll call him back no later than Friday. Friday, I'll talk to him. If nothing happens, then he was like, then we got to open it up for people. So I really want to help you here. I want you to get more people solar panels because I, like I said, I've done it before, so I understand that you're saving people money and actually getting them more money too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I would love for you to sign up today. I mean, the lowest that I can probably do, if I were to ask my manager right now to knock off this setup price and get you in at just $299 a month, would that be enough to push us forward today and get this deal done so we can start getting you on the first page of Google?
Yeah, so that's a good question, and it's a nice offer. So $299 a month.
I'm basically waiving the setup fee for you. So I'm getting your guys' website back up online because it's down. We're doing first page of Google, directory listings, Facebook ads, and we're doing a tracking system for you as well, all for $299 a month, no setup fee at all. I just texted him that, so I'm just waiting for a response. Okay, he's typing right now. He said, if you can do that today, then that's okay. He will waive the setup fee if you can do that right now.
Okay, and will I get to see what it looks like? The
everything, yes.
Website page?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. We're going to, when we do the client onboarding with you on Monday, I'm going to set that up for us on Monday. When we do that, they're going to ask you questions on how you want the website set up because it is down. We don't have a reference to go off of it, right? So they're going to ask you what you want, and it'll be fully customized to your liking. And then we'll send it to you before we put it live. So we'll send you the mock-up, and you'll be like, hey, that looks great, or hey, I like these colors instead. And then they'll go back and work on it. If you like everything, it goes live for you. Make sense?
Makes sense.
Cool. So would you like to give it a shot and let us earn your business?
Yeah, I will.
Awesome. Awesome, Robin. Would that be Visa or MasterCard today that you're going to purchase?
Visa.
Okay. And then I'm ready when you are for the card number.
Okay, card number 4535-0603. One second. Excuse me. 2887-0688.
And then let me just read that back to you. That way I have it correctly here, okay? It's 4535-0603-2887-0688.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Okay.
And you need the security code?
I do need the security code, but what's the expiration date first?
12/27.
12/27. Okay. And then what's the security code?
068.
068.
And the card reads Robin, R-O-B-I-N, Williams.
Robin Williams. Okay. And also too, I'm going to put up a security question for you. So sometimes we have people that try to pretend that they're local Splash. When we call you, you have to answer this question every time. So if somebody calls you and says, hey, we're local Splash, Robin, and we want to upgrade
you. What's
local
Splash?
That's my company. That's who I work for, local Splash.
Oh, local LLC. Okay, local Splash.
Local Splash.
What does that mean?
That's our company. That's who I work for. That's just the company name. So we do SEO services with Google. We're Google partnered. Google Premier partners. So, but like I said, I'm gonna put a security question here for you. So that way, every time we call, we're gonna say, "Hey, Robin, it's Charlie from Local Splash, for example, what's your mother's maiden name?" And then you would have to tell us that. If nobody asks you that security question, that's not a hang up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, do you want maiden name, or do you want city you were born in, or do you want your first pet's name?
My maiden name?
No. Mother's maiden name. Or do you want the city you were born in, or do you want your first pet's name?
First child's name?
No, your first pet.
I can't understand you.
Pet.
Oh, first pet. Oh, my God, I've had so many pets. I can't remember them all.
So what about your mother's maiden name? I'm sure you didn't forget that one, right?
Wine Miller.
Okay, can you spell that for me?
W-I-N-E-M-I-L-L-E-R, Wine Miller.
Okay, I'll put that all as one word. So. Let me just make sure this is right. There it is. Okay, I click update here. Oh, I didn't save that, I'm sorry. Wine Miller, you said, right?
Yep.
Is Miller her last name?
No, Wine Miller is the whole name.
Oh, okay. I never heard that before. So
I mean, the whole last name.
Gotcha.
My mother, she was born on the side of the railroad track in Texas, and,
her father was an Indian. And then she ended up in working, moved to Oklahoma, was working, and her father owned an oil company. And their house was built on a whole square block. That's how big their house was. I know. And so, but her mother was an alcoholic, and her mother hated that her father would pay all this attention to her. So she had to, he would bring her home a new doll every night. And when she would wake up in the morning, he would tell her, now, when you wake up, it's going to be gone because we don't want your mom to see it, your stepmother to see it.
Wow.
And I'll bring you back a new one when I come back from work, and I'll put it in your bed while you're still awake.
Wow. And
I did that every day.
That's a pretty cool story. That's pretty cool. That goes to show you that he really cared for his kids. I know a lot of people that, you know, don't. So that's really awesome. So I have in here, Robin, I have $2.99 a month. Before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification recording. The reason being, because I have this at a discounted pre-agreement for you. And it is added form of protection for you, and we'll send you in writing with your invoice, okay?
Okay. Now, problem is, let's see, what address are you sending it to? Because I'm just getting that changed right now.
I just have the regular address right now. But like I said, we can make everything's going to be sent over through your email. And then after that, we can make the adjustments for the regular changes for your business name. You know what I mean? So as I walk you through this, if at any point you don't understand or you need me to stop to clarify anything, just say, Hey, Charlie, what do you mean by that? And I'll rephrase it for you, okay? I just want you to make sure you're a firm understanding before processing the transaction. Sound good?
Okay, understood.
All right. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call is recorded in quality assurances to outline the services agreement with Local Splash and is an addition form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
HawaiiSolarAndWind.com.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
President.
Awesome.
CEO. Are you President and CEO.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into the agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Are you authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, it is important you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors related to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not any other vendors. We already set that up, right, with your mother's maiden name. All right.
I'm looking for the words Local Splash. I don't see it on any of them else here. Help me with that.
Yeah, I had told you that I'm Charlie from Local Splash. You asked me in the beginning of this call, what company are you from? What's your number? I gave you my name and my number.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said,
so
I'm from Local Charlie.
Like I didn't write it down.
Yeah, because it's Charlie Mullenkamp, and then you probably forgot to write Local Splash next to it.
Yeah, that's